City Commission Highlights for February 17, 2026, City Commission Meeting. The Brownsville City Commission approved new regulations at its February 17, 2026, regular City Commission meeting, establishing updated safety standards for the downtown and central entertainment districts and creating a unified framework for nightlife operations across key commercial areas of the city. The newly adopted regulations include enhanced requirements for lighting, surveillance systems, age verification practices, and compliance standards for establishments that operate after midnight. The action expands upon previously adopted Midtown regulations and formalizes a contiguous Brownsville Entertainment District designed to promote public safety while supporting responsible economic activity. Under the ordinance, establishments within the designated districts must meet specific operational standards. Requirements include adequate lighting for the businesses' parking areas, functioning surveillance systems with recorded footage retention, electronic age verification measures, and compliance with existing state alcohol laws. Additional provisions outline enforcement procedures and penalties for violations. Security personnel requirements would apply to establishments with repeated violations. In addition to the regulatory updates, the Commission approved a $1.98 million contract for the West Rail Trail Amenities Project. The improvements will enhance the 6.6-mile trail with parking areas, a public restroom, water and sewer connections, lighting upgrades, and other amenities to improve accessibility and the user experience. The project is partially funded through federal support and represents continued investment in recreational infrastructure. The Commission also received a final draft presentation of the Parks, Health and Recreation Master Plan, a long-term strategic roadmap designed to guide park development and improvements over the next decade. The plan incorporates extensive community input and outlines implementation priorities and funding strategies. Formal adoption is scheduled for March 17, 2026. Several zoning and development items were approved to support residential and commercial growth. Commissioners approved rezoning requests to allow new duplex and multifamily housing developments, as well as a specific use permit for a proposed event center. A specific use permit was also granted for a surface parking lot in the downtown area, which includes plans for a future multi-story parking garage. The Commission issued multiple proclamations during the meeting, recognizing Good Maps for its partnership with the Brownsville South Padre Island International Airport to enhance accessibility through advanced indoor navigation technology. February 2026 was officially proclaimed Black History Month, honoring the contributions and achievements of Black Americans locally and nationally. The Commission also recognized National Engineers Week, highlighting the vital role engineers play in infrastructure development, innovation, and economic growth in Brownsville and throughout the Rio Grande Valley.